Live from the Lambeau Field Atrium, inside the Legends Club, it's Packers Live! This week's Packers special guest, Lane Taylor! Ladies and gentlemen, the Rock himself, Larry Vaccaro!
Thank you. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Packers Live. On occasion, I've mentioned my mother, St. Evelyn, on the program. The only human being ever canonized while she was still alive. And she's still alive. And I got an email from her after the Packers' big win over the Cowboys. And I'd like to share it with you, if that's okay. St. Evelyn starts, "Dear 54. Now, Mom's a wonderful person, but I don't think she's ever quite gotten over the fact that I no longer wear the uniform. Been like 30 years. But anyway, she begins, "Dear 54, whoopee! Exclamation point. One of these days, I'm going to have a heart attack during one of these Packer games. She is 89. But rest assured, I died happy." Now there is a Packer fan. Love, Mom. Please say hello to our band, Third and Short. Gentlemen, may I request a drum roll, please? Tonight's guest is arguably one-fifth of the Packers' offensive line, which is arguably one of the best in all of football. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm Packers Live welcome to Lane Taylor. Welcome to the program, Lane. How you doing?
Good, good. Glad to be on.
We appreciate you being here, Lane. And a game like the Cowboy game, where you won it in the last minute or so, not once but twice. After the fact, are you exhausted or exhilarated? How does that work?
A little bit of both. It was obviously an adrenaline game and going back and forth, you know, good team. But, you know, at the end of it, I was like, I'm exhausted. I was celebrating with Crosby, but I was about to pass out.
Now, as an extra added attraction, Lane, you were born and raised in Arlington, Texas, were you not?
Yeah.
Now, talk about that a little bit. The Dallas Cowboys had to be your team growing up, huh?
Yeah, unfortunately, they were.
You know? Yeah. I mean, did you have, like, a favorite cowboy and stuff like that?
I always liked Emmitt. Emmitt Smith, he was a pretty classy guy. He was always my friend. But I grew up 20 minutes from the stadium. Obviously, I have a lot of cowboy fans as, you know, friends and family and supporters and whatnot.
That had to be a kick, as did the way that thing ended with a kick. That was clever.
Nice, clever.
Yeah. Lane, now, okay, you're getting ready for that 3 seconds left to win the game. Now, you're not only part of the offense, you are part of the field goal team, the right guard, I believe. So was there anything said among the guys like, hey, we got to protect? Was there anything said to Mason? How did that whole dynamic work out?
Yeah, we got ready to go. We knew they were going to come hard and try to block the kick and save the game. So we knew we had an anchor down in there. And, you know, Mason did it not once but twice.
And, Lane, I noticed you were one of the first guys to congratulate him. What was that like? I mean, what did you say? What was he doing? Or were you all just going nuts?
We're kind of all going nuts. I blocked my guys. And I held them up, stopped them from jumping. And I saw the kick, and it went, and it was good. And turned around, and he was just, you know, just emotional, just, like, fired up. And it was an awesome game.
What a great moment. Now, Lane, to get to that point, you guys had to do some offensive business, and one of the bigger plays in that drive was a screen pass, had a nice block downfield on it. I wanted to ask, what was the attitude and the approach in the huddle and so forth during that drive?
Believe it or not, it was pretty calm. Honestly, it wasn't any different from any other drive or any other game. I mean, we all knew it, understand it. We had to get in field goal range, get us somewhere close so we can do something.
Now, another thing that had to happen for you guys and Mason to get the shot at the field goal was to get it close enough. I mean, like within 50 or 60 yards of the field goal attempt. And the final play, the big pass completion to Jared Cook. Now, you're got an important role in that, too. You're like the personal protector getting out there. As the play unfolds, did you have to be careful not to go too far downfield for being illegally downfield? Do you know what I mean? It looks like you were aware where the line of scrimmage was at.
I was aware, you know, once we rolled out there in space and the linebacker shot, I was aware of, you know, kind of where I was at. There at the end, I kind of laid off of it because I knew I was getting close to being over, and that'd be terrible if I was downfield.
That would not have been good. Did you get a good view of the catch and so forth? Or did you wait like everybody else, and what are they going to call it?
Yeah, I got a good view of it. It looked clean when he caught it, but I was like, you know, you never know when you slow it down. So I had to, like, jog all the way to the sideline so I could look up at the Jumbotron. As soon as I saw it the first time, I knew it was a catch.
Now, Lane, you guys got off to a terrific start at 21-3, a couple touchdown runs by Ty Montgomery. And you had nice blocks on both those plays, by the way, and we'll be seeing them. Yeah. What was going on there? Because that was such a fast start. It looked, from my perspective, you guys were just a step faster, a step quicker. Everything was quicker on your guys' side than it was on the Cowboys' side. How did you look at it?
We had a good game plan going in. Obviously, it worked out in our favor the first three drives. You know, there might have been a little rust on their end. You know, had that extra week off. We've been game mode for a while, so it played in our favor and definitely helped us win.
Now, Lane, Dallas came in after the regular season being number one yards per game against the rush. Now, you guys didn't run the ball a ton as far as repetitions, but averaged better than 5 yards a carry. Now, I would imagine as an offensive lineman, and even taking into account how well you guys throw the ball, that it's nice to have somewhat of a running game and to average about 5 yards a pop against a good rushing defense,
huh? Definitely, it definitely is. It's relieving, you know, compared to the beginning of the season when we had, you know, just, you know, people filling in almost and new guys. And so, you know, each week you can see Ty Montgomery getting better, see Mike's back there, and Ripkowski. They're all doing well. They all get their touches, making positive yards, and, you know, we could definitely run the ball.
Now, Lane, Lane, I read the scouting reports from outside town about the strong parts of the Green Bay Packers and the weak parts and all that good stuff. And now it's almost an accepted fact. The Green Bay Packers have the best pass-blocking offensive line in all of football. And that's cool. When you got a quarterback like Aaron Rodgers, that's important.
It helps.
It's got to be cool to be a part of. And it's sometimes ridiculously good.
It's something we talk about, and it's just something that's kind of built throughout the season. And being able to extend plays, I felt like we've been able to take it to another level this year.
Wanted to ask you a couple questions about things I noticed looking at the tape. Kind of fun stuff, I think. Number one, I got a shot of you pointing, and you're pointing rather enthusiastically, like it's important. And you are getting something communicated. What's that all about?
We're just all getting on the same page up front with the offensive line and running back and quarterback so that we can pick up these blitzes they're throwing at us.
Another thing I wanted to ask you about, and it's very creative, and I've been around the game a long time, and I don't know if I've seen it before. Watch Lane here. You put a head fake on this guy, and it's a pass protection. What's going on with that, Lane? Did you get creative on him there? What's going on?
Yeah, I came up to the line, and the guy was like, he's pulling. So I gave him a little head fake.
slow down his rush a little bit.
Well, I don't know if it's the same guy. I couldn't see the number. But there's another thing I wanted to ask you about, talking about defensive linemen. There's one that clearly doesn't have any idea of what he's supposed to be doing on this play.
This was awesome.
Give us the backstory, Lane, on this one.
This was crunch time, and he's over there talking to the linebacker. And I'm like, all right, he's gonna get ready to go. And you snap it.
Smacking him when he's turned around?
No, I just backed up. I was like, you can sit there. I'll hang out back here.
Well, very interesting, very creative. Number of techniques right there I haven't seen quite before, especially on the defensive side of the ball with the knucklehead who had no idea what was coming up next. Thank you, Lane. Coming up this week's edition of Earn Your Autograph, starring Ryan. Welcome back. It's time to play Earn Your Autograph, and our guest player is Ryan. And Ryan, what grade you in?
Seventh.
And do you play football?
Oh, yeah.
All right. And what position do you play?
Right guard.
Right guard. Can you take some coaching from a left guard?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Equal opportunity. Okay, well, Ryan, if you can execute the football skill Lane is about to coach you on, you will earn Lane Taylor's autograph. An NFL left guard. Is that way cool or what?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, all right. Settle down, Ryan. Okay, Lane, what are we going to learn?
All right, we're going to learn how to punch. Yeah, it's part of the pass blocking fundamentals. So yeah. Especially since you play guard, you definitely need to learn how to do this. So just take one step.
Can we get you around here so we can see? Yeah, there we go.
Take one step back, and then bring both hands right inside the framework right here on his chest. So when you set, boom, just like that. Okay. As easy as that.
All right. Now, he's the blocker, and I am the defensive guy.
Lock him down.
Say your prayers, buddy. Okay, I'll get in a stance here. Okay, you going to give us a snap count here?
Down. Set, up. Ooh! Yeah.
Whoa! Good job! Hey, give me nuts on that one, guy.
Good job, bud. Good job.
Hey, Lane, you don't even have to tell me he did earn your autograph, didn't he?
No, absolutely.
Okay, while Ryan's getting Lane's autograph, we're going to take a break. When we come back, it is time for the often imitated, never duplicated segment we like to call In the Huddle, Don't Go Away. Curtain's short. We'll be back in a moment. Woo! One, it is time for In the Huddle.
In the Huddle.
In the Huddle, the exciting segment where we dissect a play with the player who made it. Lane, are you ready?
I'm ready.
And ladies and gentlemen, I have to explain something. Sometimes there is no justice in football. If a quarterback makes a great throw, everybody sees it. If a receiver makes a great catch, everybody sees it. If a running back makes a great run, everybody sees it. However, for offensive linemen, they can make great blocks and often do, and yet nobody sees it because it wasn't part of a big play. So we're going to change that right now. Is everybody on board?
Yes.
Okay. This is the greatest block on a 2-yard run in the history of mankind. Anyway, Lane, show us where you're at in the formation.
All right, right there.
Okay, and who are you going against there?
97 right here. Is it McLean? I can't remember.
Terrell McLean. Terrell McLean. Now, your basic job is what?
Get in front. Don't give any penetration up. And, really just get a hat on a hat and get some room for a running back.
Okay, talk about getting some room for a running back, okay? And here we go, ball snapped, and you got a good fit going, right?
Yeah.
Good fit going. So, but now it's It's a test of will, strength, technique, all that good stuff.
Yeah, this is kind of the make or break of a block right here, because you know everyone always makes contact with your guy. Both have our hands on each other, and this is really what kind of separates a good block from a bad block.
Okay, and a great block.
Or a great block, yeah.
A non-great block. Okay, watch this, folks. Okay, you got a picture where Lane's at with McLean here, okay? So on we go. Back, back, back. Boom! Now, see, that's a great block. How many in here noticed it yesterday? My wife noticed it. She used to watch it.
You trained her right. There we go.
But let's see it one more time for fun. Lane, that is a fine piece of work. Folks, that's what it's all about right there, huh?
Yeah.
You see that? Into the guy, off the line of scrimmage, and then boom. Hey, Lane, you talk about the best offensive line in football. Okay, Lane's got this thing going here. Look at your partner, Bakhtiari. He's burying another cowboy there.
That's how we do it. That's how we do it on the left side.
How did we only gain 2 yards on this play? I'll never know. Well done, Lane. Thank you. All right. Coming up, we'll have questions for Lane from our lively audience here in the Legends Club, high atop the beautiful Lambeau Field atrium. Stay with us, please. Lane Taylor, our very, very special guest, and we have some questions for him. Your name, sir?
My name is John from Suamico, Wisconsin.
And John from Suamico, what's your question?
Lane, what is going to be your key matchup against the Atlanta Falcons?
To really stop their front four, actually their front seven. They got some athletic guys up front. They can make plays, wreak havoc and pressure. So I feel like if we can block them, everything else kind of take care of itself.
All right. And your name?
Can you explain what it was like in the...
Can I know your name first?
Oh, sorry. Ben Wagner.
Okay, Ben.
And can you explain what it was like before in the huddle before the catch from Jared Cook?
It was real calm in there. No one was panicking or freaking out or anything. We were ready to make a play, and good thing we were ready, so we won the game.
Thank you, Lane. And your name?
Gavin.
And Gavin, what's your question?
How hard is it to play against all that defense?
All that defense? Well, to play against all that defense this season, it is tough after a while. There's a lot of good guys and powerful guys you have to stop up front. So, you get achy and sore, but you kind of work it out through the week, and usually by game day you're ready to go.
Thank you, Lane, and thanks to our questioners. Frankie, who asked your favorite question, and what does that lucky questioner receive?
My favorite question was from Ben Wagner, and he gets his official Packer hard hat, which is OSHA approved and available at the Packer Pro Shop.
Only on Packers Live. Coming up... the very popular yet to be determined segment. Depends on how much time we have. Welcome back. Thank you, Golden Short. One more time with Lane Taylor. And Lane, let's look at this thing. You guys at one point were 4-6. And now, 8 wins later, if my math is correct, you're in the NFL's Final Four. Lane, how does that happen? That's amazing.
It really is. When you look back at it, we were 4-6 on a 4-game losing streak. I mean, it was tough. But it's just the example of what kind of teammates we have in the locker room. No one pointed the finger. No one, gave up on each other. There's a lot of things outside of football that are trying to rip us apart. But we stuck together, put one win together, turned to 2, 3. Now we're at 8, staring at, NFC Championship game.
Lane, continued success. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for watching. Until next time, take care.